Council meeting of March 24th to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Is excused.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you want to tell us. Any citizen's comment? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the citizen's comment. We move on to C1, coronavirus COVID-19 update. Madam Director of Health Services. Folks on the phone, you can hear?
Yes.
Yeah, Mayor. Are there any people there, any citizens to comment?
There are no citizen comment. Leroy Lewandowski and Basil Ryan are here.
Thank you.
Okay. So I think I would just start with a few basic updates and then just kind of open it up for your questions or comments. So as of today, March 24th, the way that COVID-19 looks around the state, there have been 457 confirmed cases. 268 of those are within the city or the county of Milwaukee, excuse me, and two of them are within the city of Franklin. There have been five deaths within the state, three of those in Milwaukee County, none in Franklin. Of the two cases in Franklin, the first individual was released from isolation today and is considered recovered.
I'm sorry?
They're considered recovered.
Thank you.
Which means they've made it through the duration of the illness and have proven to be over 72 hours fever and symptom free. So we, as the Franklin Health Department, continue to touch base with all individuals within Franklin that have been tested for COVID-19. Even if they've tested negative, we're still responding to them to find out what their history was as far as symptomology, travel, that type of thing, and further advise them of if they need or should be staying home for a longer duration of time. We're also following up on any close contacts that live in Franklin. Those would be people that were determined to be within 10 feet or within 6 feet for greater than 10 minutes of a confirmed case. So if any of those individuals live in Franklin, we're following up with them as well. And we are also still being notified by the state of any travelers from the level 3 countries. So we're still following up on all of them. We still have the capacity to do that. Many of our neighbors do not have the capacity to follow up on all of those. For communication, we've been trying to push as much as we can as soon as we know it through all of our partners. So whether that's you as elected officials, other city leaders, the city website, social media, just trying to get the most recent information out as quickly as possible. Recently, within the last 2 days, the suburban health officers have met and have come up with a messaging campaign, Stay Home, Save Lives, which will be rolling out in the next day or so after the governor's stay home order came out. So you'll be seeing messaging that should look very similar between Greenfield, Greendale, Franklin, West Dallas, all of the communities here. We're also working with a lot of the volunteers that have stepped forward in the community. We have a lot of really passionate community members who are doing a lot of great work trying to connect people who need goods and services. So we're working with all of them to try to align them to make sure that our residents know who to call if they need assistance. So we greatly appreciate all of their work stepping forward to help out with that and look forward to continuing to work with them in that effort. On the medical side, our Ascension Hospital was one of the first hospitals to have the drive-through capacity to do testing. So they were very much ahead of the curve of some of our other major hospital systems in the area. So that are the updates from last week. Is Does anybody have any questions?
On the Ascension drive-through, that's at physician referral only, is that correct?
Yes, the way that it works, and the way that it works for all of the hospital systems, is that you need to have a clearance from a doctor. So what we're still telling people is if they feel like they have those symptoms, to work with their doctor to get the clearance to go to whatever facility to have the testing done.
And to the extent that you can tell us, the second positive that we've got, mm-hmm. can you tell us whether that's community spread or travel?
It was travel related, yes.
So fortunately right now we've got no community spread.
None that we're aware of.
Which speaks positively for the folks doing social distancing.
Yeah, I would say above and beyond, there are a few communities that are doing a lot better than some of our neighbors, and Franklin is one of them, yes.
Good.
So kudos to the residents here for doing everything that they're doing.
So we should continue to force that issue and do the 6 feet, cover your cough, wash your hands, all of that.
Yeah, and then and I'm sure most have heard that the governor issued emergency order number 12 today, which goes into effect at 8 a.m. tomorrow, which essentially is the next step in the mitigation, I guess, of this virus. So the plan now is that unless you work in an essential sector, or unless you're going outside for, you know, a walk or that kind of thing, you're to remain in your home with only your household contacts. So not having dinner parties with extended family, not having play dates for all of your kids who are off of school, really sticking to your nucleus within your household and only going out when you need to.
Boy, I hope my wife unlocks the door and lets me in. Being out and about this weekend doing various city-related tasks, I did notice an extreme lack of people on the street other than walking dogs and taking walks. There was not groups out there that I saw, which is good. Alderman Taylor, well, you look like you had something. We have both chiefs here. Either one of them want to chime in?
Both chiefs. Have both chiefs.
And
one chief.
We have chief.
Adam? Or?
Yeah, I can go first.
Chief Remington will go first, Rick. I don't know if you heard that.
To update the council, all fire departments throughout the county are participating in a regional response.
Pull it closer.
Good.
The microphone, not Courtney.
A regional response plan for patients who might present with COVID-19 suspicion in the pre-hospital setting. We are contributing both personnel and resources to this on a daily basis. Our medical director has asked that we not get too much detail out there because there's always the concern that I don't want to say it would be the resources would be abused, but they might be misused or used in the wrong circumstances. So there's a little bit of a deliberately not showing our cards on how we're responding to this, but it is, I feel, an excellent plan, and it's also scalable, so it can ramp up and down as conditions dictate.
Chief Oliva?
Overall, calls for service are down a bit. We are handling more calls for service by phone when we can. Also interviewing people in our lobby behind our window. We're going to start some online reporting capabilities. We're trying to minimize contact with the public as much as possible. Regarding the enforcement of the governor's order, just so everybody's on notice, we're not going to be actively stopping people, questioning them regarding their activities, where they're going. We're going to rely first on education and cooperation. I think overall we've seen a lot of that. We've gotten a few calls from citizens regarding open businesses. We've checked on them, and the ones so far we found have been closed, have been posted that they're closed. And in the couple businesses that there were people in, the business was closed and people were cleaning up. So we found overall compliance with the orders. We've had one officer now today, after feeling some symptoms, get tested. We don't believe there's going to be a positive result, but for abundance of caution, he is has been tested, and we're going to see what happens. We are planning. We have contingencies in case there is a catastrophic hit on our force. We have contingency plans up until 50% of our patrol force and dispatchers are off with some type of sickness or quarantine. We have a plan to go to 12-hour shifts, and I believe we can do that with a minimum, if any, overtime, which is very important. We also have discussions with other departments in our area. If it gets bad enough where our departments go below 50%, we have a mutual aid agreement we're working on in conjunction with our existing SMART mutual aid MOU to provide help with each other. So I don't think it's going to get to that point, but if it does, I believe we are prepared. We are making contingency plans. Again, if people get quarantined, we have the ability to quarantine some people at the department. We also made arrangements with a local daycare. If anybody feels the need that they have to stay home with their children, we have free daycare available so those employees can come to work. So I think overall we are pretty well set, prepared, and we're taking all precautions necessary to keep our employees healthy.
As the council knows, the policy we put in place 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, seems like a month ago, we are allowing at department discretion employees to bring their children to work, provided they're well-behaved, and that has happened on a number of occasions, and we've met some really cool kids, so that remains an option, there is some volunteer effort to take care of our kids, so that moves forward so that our essential employees, and I believe that all of our employees are essential employees, remain here to take care of our citizens. So any other questions for our protective services? Anything from your staff, Glenn? You guys are getting awfully close there.
So just to let you know, DPW, we've done several things, and our utility department has too, so DPW, we have staggered starts in the morning, so we don't have all the guys showing up at the same time, and they have breaks at different times, and we do things like utility department, everyone's driving a separate vehicle, and everything gets wiped down every day that they touch. We really try to minimize those kinds of activities. Things like routine meter changeouts, we've stopped that. The only time we'll enter a home now is if there's water leaking, so I think last week we had two meters that needed attention, but we've pretty much stopped going to people's homes. We're still doing lots of work, most of it solitary the best we can. When it does have to be two people on a crew, they drive separate trucks and they try to keep distance as needed. So we're trying to take precautions wherever we can.
Planning staff's only except Kelly, I'll let you do planning staff.
So the planning department has put into place a number of policies and procedures to cover making sure that our customers get the service that they're used to receiving while keeping the staff members safe. So the planning department will always have at least one person who will be covering the office. The rest of us will, as we can, be working remotely using our cell phones, our laptops, our personal laptops. I have a work laptop, but the rest of the department has had their machines customized by IT so that they can access the ARC maps on our server as well as all of the files. And we have a cart set up in the back vestibule that we're sharing with engineering. So anybody who needs to bring any paper copies to City Hall is putting them there and then giving us a call, and we're picking them up from there. I am looking forward to the next part where we talk about how we're handling meetings, as Marion has been working feverishly all day on testing our conference call equipment and other things to make sure that the Environmental Commission tomorrow evening will be able to have their scheduled meeting. Other than that, we are just being as responsive as we can. As you might imagine, a lot of the soft inquiries have dried up, but we do have a number of significant projects that are going through the system, and we're doing everything that we can to ensure that there is no holdup on our end, and so far we've been successful.
And the inspection department continues to do inspections. However, they do not do vacant building inspections. I don't want to tell you much more because, frankly, I've forgotten exactly what their parameters are. They are quarantining plans as they come in for 2 days, I believe, is the quarantine for them. But they do continue to accept plans, and they do continue to do inspections on a limited basis. And that's that. We have, we're in the process of getting quotations on deep clean of the entire building at some point towards the end of the, we'll probably do it at the end, or getting towards the end of the pandemic for the entire building. Alderman Taylor.
Just real quick follow-up.
And then, I'm sorry, and then the clerk on elections.
Okay.